From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Wall Street powerhouse Goldman Sachs is having a bad week. Goldman said today that its profits plunged 52% in the fourth quarter of 2010, an unwelcome surprise to investors. On top of that, Goldman recently had to reverse course in the midst of a highly publicized stock deal, a private offering of $1.5 billion in shares of Facebook. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
Goldman Sachs has the reputation for being the smartest and best-connected firm on Wall Street. But in recent days, with this botched Facebook deal and now a disappointing earnings report, the company's been laying some eggs, and they're not golden. The bigger of the two problems is probably the Facebook snafu.
Oh, it's a fiasco. It's unbelievable. I was stunned.
Chris Whalen rates bank stocks for Institutional Risk Analytics. He explains what happened here. Goldman came up with the idea of holding a private stock offering where they could basically give clients a chance to buy stock in Facebook in advance of a big public stock offering down the road.
Yeah, your classical private equity offering is for an early stage company that's not well known, that doesn't put out press releases all the time or have movies being made about them, where you can quietly sell shares to institutional investors, qualified investors.
But Whalen says this type of stock sale is not meant for big-name companies like Facebook. And Goldman, at the last minute, seemed to realize that there was too much public buzz about the deal and that it might run afoul of U.S. securities laws. Those regulations don't allow such stock sales to be publicly promoted or advertised.
They should have known that this was not going to work.
So Goldman, after calling up its best big money clients and urging them to buy millions of dollars worth of stock in this offering, suddenly had to call all of those people and institutions back and say basically, oops, we can't sell you those shares after all. People on Wall Street say many investors got angry about this. NPR has learned of at least one client who pulled millions of dollars out of Goldman Sachs over it.
You've raised questions in the client's mind as to whether or not you know what the hell you're talking about as a banker.
Whalen is more understanding about Goldman's disappointing earnings report. Goldman's chief financial officer, David Vinier, held a conference call today. He blamed the drop in earnings on investor worries over the global economic outlook.
These concerns led to greater risk aversion, deterioration in conviction among institutional investors, and thus a steady decline in client activity.
As far as the Facebook offering, Goldman says scrapping it for U.S. investors was, quote, the most prudent path to take. Chris Arnold, NPR News.